Teresa Allen?
I believe that here at KPFT, we have two people whose terms have ended, Liana Lopez and also Robert Mark, and those positions have been filled by people who were the runner-ups in the new election. And as Janet Coleman stated, they had a situation similar to this in 2009, and they went by the current election. If WBAI has just held an election and those people are to be seated this month, I don't understand why you wouldn't just go down the list and take the next person in that category.
It's already been done at
WBAI, and that's the way we're doing it at KPFT.
Right. Okay, thank you very much.
It's already been discussed in May.
Okay, it's Doreen and Janet Coleman.
And Carolyn again, thank you.
Can you hear me?
Oh, sorry, no, I didn't.
All too well.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to make a little clarification. At KPFT, we didn't have any runner-ups since a long time ago. That's why we need to...
That was a distinction.
We need to have an election in the middle of the year to elect members to replace. We couldn't. We didn't have any runner-ups.
Okay.
The election is different. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So now we are back to Serene.
Okay, thank you. Let me be clear that regardless of what, and I did point out that the situation was different at stations where they had run out of their list months ago and us where we actually still had a list. But more than that, the fact that one station chooses to use one approach and another station chooses to use another approach for filling vacancies once the list is exhausted has nothing to do with what the bylaws mandate we do when there's a list. And if they did the wrong thing in 2009, and the PNB did a lot of wrong things in 2009, in my view, that's no reason why we should be stuck repeating their errors 6 years later. The bylaws are very clear. This is not a discretionary thing. It says you've got to go. It says you've got to replace that person in this manner. If folks want to amend the bylaws so it says, except when there's an election that might be completed in 3 months, you know, so that if elections have started, then suddenly we just go on, you know, even if we lose 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people, you know, they term out. Then if you want to make that amendment, then you should propose it. We'll be doing bylaw amendments. And you'll be able to vote on it either as a PNB person or as an LSV person, and some of us in both categories. But for now, the bylaws that we have leave no doubt about the process. No doubt. The language is clear. It is simple. It is direct. It may not make you happy, but that's not why we're here, right? That's why we have families. We're here because we're supposed to be.
I heard that joke before.
Okay.
What is this, Donald Trump?
Okay. No, Janet.
Alan for the stack.
Meeting.
Okay.
Alan for the stack.
No, okay.
Robert Mark for the stack.
I'm sorry. Who?
Robert.
Oh, okay.
And Carolyn was on the stack before, please.
Okay. We haven't. I don't. Robert, is this the first time you've spoken on this motion?
Robert?
Okay, you go ahead, and then it'll be Janet Coleman and then Carolyn. Go ahead.
I would just like to say something about what I just heard about bylaw mandate. We're having this discussion tonight because this body failed to comply with the bylaws by having timely elections. We wouldn't be discussing this if we had had timely elections because there would have been a new list of runners-up. And so and I think that also distinguishes the examples that Adriana Castaneda gave. When the events happened that she described, there had just been an election, and we used the runners-up from that election. there was not a situation where the 3 years since the election had expired and a new election had occurred with a new runner-up list. So I think that if you're going to stand by the bylaws, you ought to take responsibility for the failure of this body to have complied with the bylaws by having timely elections.
Thank you. And then Janet Coleman.
Well, yes, my comment has to do with the fact that on the part of the reason for not having this list is that we had a late election. And, in fact, the results of the election came in before even our meeting of the LSB. So we had a new list as of the LSB meeting. There was no meeting between the time I termed out and the time – there normally shouldn't have been a meeting without a new list between the time I termed out and the time that the election results came in. There should have been no problem there at all. The third, fourth person on the list should have assumed my seat. No problem at all. This extra year to me is a dingleberry in the rules that I think is very anti-democratic and very unreflective of the listeners' desire to have their candidate be placed upon the board. I don't think there's any problem there at all in knowing that Catherine Davis should have that seat, who came in fourth, and not Vardra Kilgour, who came in seventh in this latest election.
Okay, thank you. And George, how much time? George?
We're still having 15 minutes.
Sorry, I was muted. 18 minutes.
Okay. I'm hoping we can get to your strategic session. Okay. Carolyn.
Alan for the stack.
Yes, I've got you down. Carolyn.
Yes, so I think one of the things that we're missing is the seat itself. There's a difference, I think, there should be. I don't know if it's enshrined in the bylaws, but certainly in common sense and in our what we've done on all these occasions. The seat that is in question is Janet was termed out. If she would have had to run again to stay on the board, then that seat should go to the person in the new election, not the old one. That's one point. If she had been termed out for other reasons, that would have been different. But she would have had to run again, and therefore the new list should obtain. Also, people, a little bit of common sense. The bylaws are not, they're written in stone, but they are malleable. If that were not the case, Serene's notice would have been properly disqualified, as it should have been, and we would not be talking about this, okay? So sometimes you have to use common sense. People decided to give her a pass for posting late, and here we are. So let's not talk about adherence to the letter of the law, because clearly when it suits some people, they don't do that. So let's look at common sense and how this has played out, and let's look at precedent. We have precedents in at least two stations, and maybe three or four. That is not the way it's done.
Thank you. Teresa, Alan, and then hopefully we can go to a vote. I think we've talked this to death.
No, I haven't. I don't feel we've talked it to death.
Teresa, I just called you.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Your mind might be made up, but mine is not.
Oh, okay. Teresa, I just called on you to express yourself.
I know, but you also
said
you made a comment about being talked to death, and no, it's not been talked to death. I would like to go back to Robert's comments, and I would like to because I would like to hear Tony Norman's arguments or and another attorney, because I think he has a legitimate point. So if people have an argument against what Robert Marks said, I would like to hear it.
Okay, well, we have two other attorneys. The three of them were supposed to compose a committee we haven't made full use of. But anyway, Jose Luis, are you still on the call?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to express an opinion and then have Tony recap also? Go ahead.
Especially in light of the argument that Robert Mark made.
I think that the director who just spoke and from New York, she had it backwards, but she had it right. And if what she had right was that when if Janet Coleman was going to be running in this election, she would have ran in this election, and we wouldn't have this issue. But the fact that she didn't run in this election, it wasn't because she was term limited. It was because she didn't have to run because it was extended
No, she was term limited.
I was termed out.
No, well,
you're telling me now I could still have the delight of being on the LSB for another year?
No, because you're up against...
You made a mistake and...
Janet Coleman, please. We gave you the courtesy of not interrupting you.
Sorry, I just wanted to be clear about
Let
him finish. He has a point that you're missing. Go ahead.
Your seat was extended by 1 year. And because of that extension, your seat did not have to come up for re-election. Had you been elected a few years prior, you would have had to run like everybody else had to run. But you didn't have to run, and so your seat was it couldn't have been filled by an election. So it's only proper that the list that was used by everybody else when this has occurred should be used for your seat, and that is the old list. Had that list been exhausted, we'd have had a different situation, but it wasn't, and everybody else has had to use that list, whether we'd like it or not, because that's the seat that's the only list that we had that was viable. And given the facts in this case, is we did not know the new election results for your station because you folks had problems with quorum until after the fact.
Oh no.
No. And we had to use that list.
Point of order.
No, that's not a point of order. You want to debate, Janet?
No, I don't want to debate. I want to correct him because...
Okay, well, that's a correction. That's debate. Hold on. Do not interrupt the speaker.
A point of order is not
Teresa,
a debate, Madam Chair.
Wait. Teresa asked a question of two people. This is still Teresa's time. And then we will I will add you both to the stack. Jose Luis.
This is a decision that needs.
I'm sorry, you're out of time.
Okay. Okay. Are you finish your sentence, Jose Luis?
This is a decision that this PMB has to make and correct under the facts of this particular case. I don't care about other cases. This particular case, under the facts of this case, we should be using the last list, not any new list that haven't even come up with yet.
Okay, thank you. And then she also wanted to hear from...
Point of information, please.
Okay, what is your point? Is it a point of order or is it a question?
I think it's a question to the previous speaker. Is he seriously saying that we should disregard prior... cases and examples of
okay. So we're not going to have a back and forth, but he can answer.
No,
it
I
on
just
the
wanted
next
to know if he meant it, if that's what he meant to say.
Yes, he can answer it later. Right now, we're answering Teresa's two questions, which Tony. I've allowed. Tony, please. She wanted a recap from you.
I would just simply say once again, in terms of using the standards of interpretations, statutes, as well as regulations and bylaws. You have to go by the strict meaning of the language, unless there's an ambiguity. And then if there's an ambiguity, you seek outside sources to look at previous precedent that the board has done. But in this case, the language is clear. Now, I will say this. Whoever drafted these bylaws, the language is very broad and the language is not precise. I don't know if they were attorneys, but the language in the bylaws are not legal precise terms. And that's
not
part
clear.
Of the problem in a lot of these provisions. But in this case, the language is clear. The language is shall. That means that the delegate that's the next candidate shall take over the seat that's qualified to do that. And that means that the LSB doesn't have to take any action, and that doesn't even have to be an LSB meeting. And then the next cogent important language is the last election. At the time Janet's seat expired, which is December the 23rd, that the election was in the process. There was no, the last election would have been the election back in whatever that was, 13. So technically speaking, that is the last election. So that's my position. I'm just going by strictly legal interpretation of interpreting.
Point of information.
Okay, thank you. Now we will return back to Carolyn. Had a question for you, Jose Luis.
Madam Chair, Robert Mark had a point of information.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. Let me finish this one, and then I'll get back to you, Robert. Go ahead.
Yeah, to answer Carolyn's question, is the answer is yes and no. If we're going to be relying on past decisions, we need to look at the full facts and analyze them, you know, and compare oranges with oranges, not orange lemons with oranges. I want oranges with oranges. I haven't heard enough facts from the directors of WBAI to tell me that this case is similar to one they decided in the past.
I gave them to you.
Okay. Right.
That's a bad interpretation,
okay.
But thank you for the answer.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Aunt Teresa. Robert? Mark.
I have a
Robert
point
Mark.
Of information also.
Okay, Robert Mark?
Yeah. If I've been listening correctly, am I to understand that the underlying original motion by Ms. Roberts would elevate an individual to the board that in this election we're going through now would have been the seventh runner-up over the person who would have been the first runner-up? Is that clear that that's what's going on, that we are going to tell the voters that we're jumping the line?
Is that a question?
I don't know. That sounded like debate to me, but so I don't know who you were asking that from. But
I'd like to answer.
From who? I mean, you want point
of information?
I don't know. Anyway,
can
I have? Okay, hold on a second.
Question.
Hold on a second, and let me clarify. We're taking the first vote on the substitute motion, which is Janet Coleman's motion. And then if that is defeated, we will be taking a vote on Serene's motion, or if it prevails, then we will vote on the motion as amended, as substituted, actually. Okay, so may I please also ask the timekeeper, where are we at time? We have one more agenda item, so I'm... George?
Sorry, I was muted. You have 7 minutes and 20 seconds.
Thank you. Okay.
This is Serene.
Okay. Serene?
I was named in the member's question, and I'd like to answer it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. And then Teresa.
So while I'm a little surprised to be getting this question from a lawyer, my motion is intended to help us comply with the bylaws. Our bylaws are not perfect. That's why we have amendments. That's why we have an amendment process. but whether or not we ought to follow the bylaws because someone wants to interpret something that is actually quite straightforward, and whether or not your interpretation or anyone else's should... trump the very plain English language. You don't have to have a law degree to get this one. It's a little strange to have that question coming from someone who's been on the PND for a while and someone from who has the ESQ behind it. But that said, I expect my motion asks us to follow the bylaw. That's all. Not
okay.
Decide anything else.
Thank you. Teresa?
Yeah, my point of information is you're saying that that Janet Coleman's term expires December 23rd. Doesn't that list also expire at some point? I thought that list would have expired like over a year ago, or the list goes on forever?
The list expires when there's a new election. Read the bylaws.
No, let's not get into back and forth.
I'm asking that question because we postponed these elections, and it seems like the list is going on like forever. This is an issue I've brought up several times in that there's no way to actually reject a candidate if we don't have any, threshold for rejecting candidates. I mean, if you're on the bottom of the list, you're still eligible to eventually be seated, but how else can the voters say, no, we don't like you, but by putting you on, with STV, on the bottom of the list? This is a mistake in our bylaws there's really technically no loser the way we have it. I saw this discussion by the election supervisor with Terry Bereshus, kind of like, what was he calling people that were so low on the list or when they were like rejected by the voters? We have to be able to say when the list expires, don't we?
Okay, so Teresa, I think you may have missed the part where the reason that list was still viable is because the term was extended a year with that motion.
Right, but if the term expires in 3 years, shouldn't the list expire in 3 years?
Yeah, okay. So,
thank you. That was my point. Madam Chair,
sorry.
Please.
Okay, yes, okay.
Thank you.
Stop, everybody. Okay. Everybody stop. Okay. Let me see. Who will, Teresa, were you the last one on the stack?
So please explain to me again one more time, Madam Chair.
No.
If the term expires, doesn't the list also expire?
The list, Lydia, you're giving me the wrong answer.
Okay. Thank you, Madam
okay.
Chair.
Thank
Excuse
you.
Excuse me.
Okay. Okay.
May I have a call, please?
Who is that?
This is Serene. I believe you gave the member incorrect information, unintentional. The list expires when there is a new election and therefore a new list. It has nothing to do with the, why don't you try to learn a little something like
wait,
that?
Wait. Serene, please.
Why is she muttering every time?
Okay, it doesn't matter. Just please finish your statement.
It's distracting. The list expires, the old list expires when it's replaced by a new list. That has nothing to do with whether or not we try to preserve the staggered terms by extending the 2015 seats because the 2013 election didn't happen.
Point of order.
No, she's correct. Okay, thank you. And,
point of
order. Okay. So we right now it's 8:20. We have 3 more minutes, so I think that it's a good time.
1 minute.
Pardon?
I think that in this issue we have 1 more minute.
Okay. So we have 1 minute, so we have enough time to vote.
Can I make a point of order?
Okay. What is your point of order?
The point of order is that there was a list prior to this person being seated. In my place, or not seated really, because it was an illegal meeting. Nobody was there. They didn't have quorum. However, this person was sort of pushed into the seat
that's not a point of order. And Robert,
it's not a point of order,
and the seating does not determine that per Robert. But anyway, we're at time now, and so we will take a vote on the substitute motion that Janet Coleman sent to us earlier. Can we call the roll, please?
Brian Edward Ticker. Jose Luis Fuentes.
What are we voting on? I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
On the motion brought by Janet Coleman.
No to the substitute motion, Jose Luis.
Yes,
thank you.
To the substitute.
Janet Coburn. Margie Wilkinson. Rodrigo Arrueta. Lawrence Reyes, Brenda Medina,
No.
Adriana votes no. Teresa Allen?
Allen votes yes.
George Ryder?
I vote yes.
Robert Marx?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Terin Roberts?
No.
Steve Brown?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No.
Benito Diaz? Tony Norman?
No.
Pete Tucker?
No.
Lawrence Reyes? Okay. Let me count. We have 3 yes, 6 yes, 7 noes. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
We have 6 yes, 8 noes. The motion failed. Now we are voting in the original Serin Robert motion.
Is there any time for discussion on this?
No, we are out of time already. Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Cobram? Margie Wilkinson? Rodrigo Argueta? Lawrence Reyes? Brenda Medina?
Yes.
Adriana Casnet votes yes. Teresa Allen?
Allen says no.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Robert Marx?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Serin Roberts?
Yes.
Steve Brown?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Wait, this is Lydia. Sorry, I got cut off.
Tony Norman?
Yes.
Pete Tucker?
Yes.
Let me count.
Lawrence Reyes, please.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Lawrence. We have 9 yes, 5 noes. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes. And
we have 10 yes, 5 noes. Motion passed.
Okay, thank you. George, do you want to start us on the strategic planning?
I was
hoping we'd have more time. I apologize.
I've sent you all another copy of the draft strategic plan with times for... I'm sorry? With times for each of the items. We had decided last time to do these individually, and so I'll honor that. The first item is create a large donor program using all available contacts from LSB, PMB, GMs, programmers, et cetera. It's got 12 minutes altogether. There are two subheadings of that, which speak to just how you're going to do that. One is to solicit a grant to produce a high-quality multimedia presentation for outreach to donors. And the other is to use the GMs to take lead in enrolling donors, both individuals and groups, in supporting Pacifica. Really, this is a strategic plan. This is a sense of where to go. Those particular actions will have to be implemented by either the IED or the GM. The IED or an ED. So I'm hoping that we can vote on the sense of it and not spend too much time on the details, but I'm putting the whole thing on the agenda. So again, create a large donor program using all available contacts from the LSB, PNB, GMs, programmers, et cetera,
solicit a grant to produce high-quality multimedia presentation for outreach to donors, and GM to take lead in enrolling donors, both individuals and groups, in supporting Pacifica.
Okay. Does anybody want to comment?
Is that a motion? I second it. To support that idea? Yes.
Oh, yes. George, are we going to be voting on these separately?
Yes.
I know we did last time. Okay. So
no,
we're separating each item. That would be useful.
Well, not these three items. I want to vote on these three together.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's hear the other two so that we know.
No, I'm sorry. I said the other two. So in bold print is the item we're going to vote on. It has in ordinary print two clauses to that as to just how you're going to do that.
I see.
I'm voting on all of those together. I don't really want to separate them. I don't think that's...
Okay, but you read them all, right?
I read them all, yes.
Okay, thank you. And so, Janet Coleman, you were seconding that?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any objection? Hearing no
objection to just approving it or what?
Okay, there was a motion to move that one block. It has three components to it about the donor base and so forth. And Janet Coleman seconded it, and I asked for comments. I didn't hear any, but anyway, did somebody want to speak to it? Okay.
Just a point of information. I was just confused. Someone moved to vote on it in a block, or
yes, it's one item with three components in it, all of which were read by George. It's like having one motion with three clauses in it, right?
Oh, and they're voting to vote on the substance of those items.
That's correct.
The procedural to put it up to a vote.
No, we're going to a vote. The motion was made to adopt it, and it was seconded, and we're going to a vote or taking a stack.
I need to ask some questions.
Yes, are you going on the stack? I heard Serene,
yes.
I heard Adriana, and I heard Tony.
I'll
so, Tony,
that.
Maybe you want to wait after you hear Serene and Adriana speak to it?
Yeah.
It might be clearer. Okay, Serene.
Okay. So I'm looking at the document now. I can't possibly vote on this stuff. Which three are you trying to push tonight, to address tonight?
The database, the donor base. George,
okay, I'm looking at
the ones that I read.
Yeah, she wants to know where it is on the document.
The very first item. I'm going to move them in order.
Three items, then. Hello.
Hello. He read what we're voting on.
Well, I'd like them repeated. Sorry, I was trying to open the document. It said something about an internal error, but I finally got it open.
Okay, Adriana, and then we'll go back while then George can read it because people seem to be confused. Okay, Adriana.
Yes, I obviously we are developing these ideas, but I'm not that clear about implementation. How we need to produce what to implement all of this, because I agree totally with the three issues, but who will be organizing and commanding all of this, and how the decision will be made.
Okay.
The idea is like a plan, and I agree in the plan itself, but how we will implement all of this.
This is Lydia, if I may take some license here, since I'm also functioning as IED. The IED would appreciate a plan. And here's the thing, for example, if the board comes up with something, let's take this for an example. And may I say that in trying to even get an appeal letter, I cannot find, our own internal database, which is how I ended up, buying external lists, right? It is it is, I mean, we really need this. So let's say this is proposed as a plan to the IED or hopefully a permanent ED soon, and then the ED comes back and says, well, you know, this needs in the reality, in the day to day functioning, the only way I felt that I could make this work is ABC. I have so-and-so and the GMs think that this database is better in order to interact but not co-opt my list, right, but to have it available. Whatever it is, whatever the input is, when you actually start moving, because you have several moving parts, because as it says, you're talking about the GMs, you're talking about the different units, you're talking about a coalescing, but you know that they're going to want to keep it separate as well. But the fact is, we don't really have anything to work with, even when we want to do outreach to people for money. So the ED would come back to the board, and hopefully the board would listen to it and say, oh, yeah, you know, this was just a plan. If you have an implementation that works better on the ground, I mean, that's like the reasonable way. That's how plans work. And so I'm supporting it. But,
yes, I agree. I was trying to get that part that I didn't get. Thank you. I support the three options, obviously, too.
Okay. Is there any objection? Oh, did somebody? I'm sorry. I was going to circle back to Tony. Tony?
So these three parts just deal with the database?
Yeah. With, like, donors, you know, which...
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Are you clear now? Okay, is there any objection to this motion?
No. Benito says that.
Okay, Benito and Serene.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
First one,
I said Benito and Serene.
Okay.
Yeah. First one, I wanted to apologize because I had to step away for a bit, and so I missed the last few minutes. But having come back, I'm totally confused.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll let Serene go first, and then maybe that will clarify. Serene?
Oh, you had said you would let George identify the specific things in his writing that he's asking us.
Oh, I thought you were opening it and you were going to find it. Okay, George, you want to reread it?
Well, I will have a comment after I hear it, but I just want to be clear.
Yes, okay. George?
Create a large donor program using all available contacts from LSB, PNB, General GMs, programmers, etc. Solicit a grant to produce high-quality multimedia presentation for outreach to donors. GMs to take lead in enrolling donors, both individual and groups, in supporting Pacifica. These last two are, as Lydia was pointing out, these are guides for the ED who's going to execute this. The real substance of it, the strategic plan, is we need to do this. And so, however, all those three are on the agenda to be voted on.
Okay, Serene.
I would actually like us to table this. Do I get to say why?
Okay. So you want to motivate it?
Yes.
Can it be motivated even if it's not debatable, George?
No, you can't.
Oh, okay. So we will go to a vote.
It has to be seconded.
Specific.
Oh, yes. Does anybody second tabling it?
There's a specific reason. Specific
no debate.
On which I wanted to. Can you hear me?
There is no
not debatable. It's not fair for the person making the tabling motion.
I know it's not. But Robert definitely says it's not debatable.
I'm not trying to debate it. I'm trying to institute a special provision.
You're trying to amend it?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Wait, Teresa, hold on a second. I need
this
to clarify
debate.
What is on the table. Are you trying to amend it?
No, I'm trying to say I know this is the last meeting for some of the people who worked on it, and can we agree that when it comes before the board that those people will be invited to participate, although obviously they can't vote?
Okay.
So is that postponement rather than tabling? I don't know.
Well, I can see that coming up for the rest of what we're considering on the table. Right now, we're only considering one portion of the entire strategic session. So if you don't mind waiting until we finish with this particular item, if you object to this particular item, that's what I want to hear. Otherwise, I'm happy to entertain the rest of the strategic plan, which we're obviously not going to get to. So a motion to postpone would be in order.
We're already out of time. We're supposed to end at 11:30, but of course we had that little quorum drama at the beginning of the meeting that ate up like half an hour.
That's not okay. Is someone going to extend time so that we can consider the postponement portion? But also, right now we're going to. What I want to know is if anybody objects to that particular section. Is that what you object to?
Can we move to extend time?
Okay. How much, Adriana?
The 20 minutes?
No. I object.
I object.
Okay. Another amount of time? Anybody?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Okay. So
5 minutes does not really cut it. I will consent to 10 minutes. But, you know, it's 11:35. I'm fighting a cold. I want to go.
Well, okay.
We wasted all the time at the beginning when you guys wouldn't...
No, Serene, please. I'm trying to get clarity. Are you moving to postpone those three items?
Yes.
Okay. So Dana, can you take a vote?
Okay.
I think it needs to be seconded.
Oh, yes. Does anybody want to second it? Thank you for that.
I'll second it.
You're seconding it?
This is debatable, and I would like to speak to it, George.
Oh, okay. George?
It's very disappointing. This is something which ought to be able to be handled right now. There's no point in postponing this item. It's quite simple. My sense is that there's a strong majority for it. I say, yay, we don't postpone. We go ahead and vote on this one and do whatever we want to do.
With the rest. Okay, thank you. Who's this?
May I take the roll?
I made a motion. I'd like to explain.
Yeah, Serene wants to speak.
Okay.
Go, Serene.
Okay. So, you know, I noticed it says the GMs are to take the lead role in enrolling donors, groups, and individuals. We already have a GM in New York who's doing 5 jobs. So, yeah, I want to know more about how this is supposed to work.
Okay. Thank you. And, Adriana, would you call the roll? The motion is to postpone. To when? To when, Serene?
To the second meeting of the new board.
Okay. Thank you. To the second meeting of the new board. Adriana, please call the roll.
The people who worked on the plan invited to fully participate.
Okay. Thank you.
My clarification.
It's just a motion to postpone.
Right. I just want just one point of business.
Okay. What is it?
Yeah. So if we vote in favor of this postponement, we're also voting in favor of postponing this first section here.
That's all that you're voting to postpone at this moment.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Diana, call the roll.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Abstain.
Janet Coburn, Maggie Wilkinson, Rodrigo Reta, Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
What? I'm sorry.
Yes.
You said yes? Yes.
Yes.
Brenda Medina. Brenda Medina? Adriana would know. Teresa Allen?
This is to postpone?
Yes.
I say no.
George Ryder?
No.
Robert Mark?
No.
Caroline Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Darin Roberts?
Yes.
Steve Brown?
No.
Jim Brown? Jim Brown? Benito Diaz?
No.
Tony Norman?
Abstain.
Pete Tucker? Okay, let me go again to Brenda Medina? Jim Brown? Pete Tucker? Okay, let's go. I have 2 yes, 8 no's, 2 abstentions. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, my vote is no.
Okay. 2 yes, 9 no's, 2 abstentions.
We are out of time on the issue. We need to go to a vote on the substance of it.
Yes. Okay. So all those in favor of the motion, the first item on the strategic plan, Adriana, please call the roll.
Can you read it? Or George Ryder give a synopsis of it, please?
Can you read it?
Or just a sentence?
Jose Luis Fuentes, point of information.
Yes. Okay, go ahead, Jose Luis.
Was there any objection?
Yes, I think being objected, yeah. Okay, Diana, please. Teresa, he's read it twice. You want him to read it again?
Just give me in one sentence the gist of it.
Okay, George?
Create a large donor program using all available contacts from the LSD, PMB, GMs, and there are two suggestions as to how to go about doing that.
All right, thank you.
Okay, call the roll, please, Adriana.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn, Maggie Wilkinson, Rodrigo Arbeta, Lawrence Reyes, Brenda Medina, Adriana Borges, Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Robert Mark?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Okay.
Steve Brown?
Yes.
Thank you. Jim Brown? Benito Diaz?
Aye, aye.
Tony Norman?
Yes.
Pete Tucker? Okay. Lawrence Reyes? Brenda Medina? Serene Robert, you pass?
I abstain.
Abstain. Okay.
Did Casane vote?
Yes. Teresa, please, can you wait and let me finish the vote? Yes, I vote yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have three.
I'd like to recall my vote.
Yes.
I fell off. I'd like to recall my vote.
What is your vote?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Jim Brown.
Okay.
Jim Brown votes yes.
Okay. I have 12 yes, no no's, 1 abstention. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
We have 13 yes, 1 abstention.
Would
continues.
Okay, thank you. So that passed. We got something done productively. That things done productively at the end of the day.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
In moving for adjournment, I would like to say so long to you all. Good luck.
Okay, well, thank you. Are you going to come back? Take a year off and come back?
I don't know.
Okay, hopefully.
Okay. Bye, Robert. Good knowing you, man. Take care. This is Lawrence.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody. We have our differences, but at the end of the day, I have to believe we all love Pacifica. So thank you. I am also terming out. So, but there you go. Okay, I will.
So long. Hasta okay. La vista.
Okay.
Take care, Jack.
Thank you all. Thank you, and good night. The meeting is adjourned.
Bye.
Good night.